Hello there. I have not done an audio boo for such a long time. When I first discovered audio boo, I was so excited, and I thought, this is the what I am going to do all summer long. I'm going to come out in the back and make audio boos and just enjoy myself. And, well, I did. I got off of it. I made a lot of audio boos, and then I just got off of it. But anyway, in Anaheim, California, it's a beautiful night tonight. It hasn't been too hot today. It was about 82, I think. And it's been hot. This last week has been so hot. So hot. Now, somebody's banging over there on the fence or something. What is that? Anyway, today I got a new recliner chair. I've had this recliner chair I'm sitting in right now because I put it out back. You know, I thought this is an beautiful, wonderful, still working recliner chair, but the leather on it, it's not leather, it's fake leather probably, is so bad, I don't even want to put it out front, but it's just perfect for putting it in the back. Put a sheet over it, and I'll put it in, it's in my, underneath my little gazebo back here, and if you got to sit outside on a cool night, there's nothing better than a nice, comfy recliner chair. Ah, I'm in heaven. Anyway, the reason I got this idea, I would have never done that, but there's this little restaurant up in Fullerton, and it has chairs and, you know, hand-me-down chairs and things that it puts outside, and in Anaheim it never rains, and even if it did, it'd be under a gazebo, and I could cover it with a tarp, and I've found that furniture doesn't go all that bad if you just cover it up, you know, because we're not having that much rain. Now, if we were back in the Midwest, we'd be in trouble. But anyway, so I got my new little black recliner chair in my living room. Oh, it's so nice. So nice. But it's really nice, the old one out here. This old one was a big recliner chair, too, so I could just, like, get lost in this thing. It was actually too big for the living room. But it's so comfy. I've always loved it. Had it in my business, and then I brought it home and it here. Now it's going to last another 5 years out back, maybe. And my one in the living room is a little smaller and fits right there perfect. So anyway, let's get off the recliner chair thing. It's a lovely night. The moon is big. It's big up there. Of course, you know we have no stars and... Oh, wait a minute. I take that back. There is one star in Anaheim, California, right above me. I don't know what star that is. I see no other stars. See, we don't have stars here. I know lots of people in other countries have stars, but we don't have any stars. Not in our part of the world. But it's probably because it's so smoggy. One of these days, I have to go back out of the desert and try to remember what stars look like. I see it on TV all the time. It's actually kind of pathetic, people living in the city. I mean, everything's here, everything. The beaches, you know, 20 minutes away. The mountains and the snow is 2 hours away. And the desert is, you know, an hour away. A couple hours for a good desert. If you want to get really good desert, Death Valley is, you know, 4 or 5 hours away. And, so, I mean, you get a little touch of everything. Go up north, up in San Francisco, you get cold, rain, and so you kind of get everything. The ocean is nice, Santa Catalina Islands over there, so what do you got to complain? Nothing to complain about. Let me think. Let me see if I can find something. Nope, can't find nothing. Tomorrow morning, I am going to have a friend come over. A friend I pay. Would not be my friend if I didn't pay him. Anyway, he's going to come over, and I'm going to, like, fix the backyard up a little bit because it got so hot, and I'd stay inside too much on the air conditioning. But now it's going to be cooler for a couple days, and tomorrow's going to be the coolest, and then it's going to get warmer a little bit. But it's not going to get up to 95 again. It's been dying here. Dying. Uh-oh, I think I'm on a time.